Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 26, first broadcast on Radio GH on the 22nd of August 2021. Everyone, and it is lovely to have you with me for this very special programme. Not only am I celebrating 6 months of broadcasting, but today we're going to hear of the dances and music created by the Stagger Inn, the Facebook concerts, which began as Friday Fun Night with Ewan Galloway, and evolved into the most wonderful virtual pub. The Stagger Inn became the place where hundreds of individuals gather weekly to enjoy the most uplifting and spirited music that covers a wide range of styles and is presented in a remarkable, relaxed and friendly manner. The audience chat together with a range of regular themes, and many new friendships have been made. There is an ethos of care for each other, and some stimulating and entertaining banter runs through the evening. During any evening, Ewan plays individual requests and has an absolutely endless stream of not only Scottish but every possible genre of music. The much-loved Tiger, really considered the boss, sleeps peacefully on his chair, but is always noticed if missing, even for a short time. These wonderful nights have been known on occasion to last up to 6 hours, and though everyone can catch up later, there has always been a substantial core who listen and chat into the wee small hours. This dance book celebrates all the facets of this wonderful community created by Ewan that has meant so much to so many people over the past 17 months. The memory of which will last forever. This publication could not have happened without the contributions of all the talented supporters who have devised dances or written music in honour of this inimitable Stagger Inn. The remarkable CD is entirely the work of Ewan Galloway, using the contributions of the musicians' original tunes to form sets and then record each instrument. It brilliantly demonstrates his musical and interpretive ability, which indeed is the main component of the Stagger Inn. I am going to play every track from the CD today, though may fade one or two out to get everything in, and to keep the programme in line with a real dance programme, I have reordered the tracks slightly. So we start with the first dance in the book, appropriately entitled Welcome to the Stagger Inn, a 6x32 bar reel by Jill Burrows for couple facing couple around the room. The dance begins with couples advancing and retiring, and then circling to the left. 8 bars of rights and lefts, followed by right hand across and back with the left. Circle once round to the right, and then stagger right and left, while passing the other couple left shoulder to progress. The music for this dance was written by Derek Hamilton, and he called it the Stagger Inn Reel. Thank you. Those tunes were The Stagger Inn Reel by Derek Hamilton, Three by Jimmy Shand, The Claver House Reel, Lucky Scoop, and The Wandering Drummer, and then The Lass of Patty's Mill before returning to the original. Now we move to Strathspey time for The Inn Strathspey, a 3x32 by Lucy Mulholland from Belfast. The dance begins with ones getting to third place and everyone crossing over. Then four bars of a three-couple barrel will have everyone on the centre line, though not facing their partner. After a chasing movement, the order is 2-3-1, again with threes on opposite side. So they dance half figures of eight to correct that, and the last eight bars are advance, retire, back-to-back and set. Who else could be asked to write music for Lucy's dance but Marian Anderson? And this tune is called Lucy's Round. The title says it all, as Lucy is famous for her after-dance parties. So for Lucy Mulholland's dance, The Inn Strathspey, we heard Marian Anderson's Lucy's Round, followed by Memories of Gordon by Eric Allen, and Kind Robin by Serene. A big part of any pub is the staff, and at the Stagger Inn we had Gary, our bar manager, and his team of barmaids. The first jig in the book is for five couples, The Barmaid's Jig by Jill Burrows, with ones and threes as dancing couples. In bars 9 to 16, there are two double figures of 8 across the set, which are actually the first four bars of an Espagnol, and then the same again, only left-handed. We then have diagonal lefts and rights, which are a similar shape to the more usual rights and lefts, but begin left-hand on the sides. It has been interesting to note that even though 9 people were approached for dances and a few titles were suggested, we have been given 12 dances which have almost the full range of different formations and which also encompass all the set types, tempo, number of dancers and repetitions. Alan Barnett of White Rock, British Columbia, composed the tune Chief Gary, Our Bar Manager. Chief Gary, our bar manager, began and ended that set with Mary Gavin, Sly Old Fox, and Islay House sandwiched in between. Now we come to the main man, the man himself, the young accordion man, and a 3-4-couple set danced by Ruth Taylor, also from Canada. Ruth describes the movements as bars 1-12, the accordion player, bars 13-16, the requisite burl. Bars 17 to 32 bringing dancers in from all corners of the world, which translates into 3 couples advance and retire, bellows, and ones dance a long cast, advance and retire again, and ones burl to face first corners. Corner chain with first corners and then second corners. For this dance, Ewan asked a good friend of his, Mike Murray, if he would compose something. Mike was very unsure, especially as he had never composed before. So now we will hear the first and last, well, certainly his first, but hopefully not his last, which Ewan will follow with the Old Grey Cat, Victoria Hornpipe, and the Down Express. Thank you. That was the young accordion man playing, well, playing for the dance of the same name, dedicated to him. I volunteered to write our next dance, Ewan's Midnight Medley, as I like a medley. This dance goes twice through in Strathspey time and then twice in real time. But unusually, dancers are back in their original places after each 64 bars. The dance has a set and link and half Schiehallian reels and includes a movement I like where, in a line of four, with the first two dancers one behind the other, facing the other two dancers similarly, all dance forward, passing two people right shoulder, and then turn about to face the way you came from. Judith Kowalaksik uses a similar move in her dances You Are Not Alone and The Paranoid Jig. For a medley, of course, two tunes are needed, and so Susan and Shona McFadyen composed Frolics at Midnight and Ewan's Midnight Mayhem. As well as Frolics at Midnight and Ewan's Midnight Mayhem, we heard Miss Audrey Hinchcliffe's Strathspey and Bonnie Charlie. Now, some nights by midnight, some people are ready for their beds, so this is actually the last track on the CD, which I will slip in here. The Three Couple in a Three Couple Set Jig, Staggering Hame, by Jane and Brian Rose, who try to get to the table nearest the fire at the Stagger Inn, and enjoy the wonderful music by Ewan Galloway and great company of fellow dancers, then wend their way home. The first 16 bars are a series of turns, first man right-handed and first lady left-handed, to get first couple to third place. Then there are inverted Inveran reels, and a one solo to finish, back to back and a turn, or burl for as many bars as you want, I suspect. Ian Robertson composed the tune Dawndrin Hame for this dance, and Ewan paired it with two more of Ian's tunes, A Jig for Joan and Corrie Vrecken. For those staying for the full time, we now have the Demo Dandy Dancers, devised by Sheila Bain, a four-couple reel with two chords for threes and fours to cross over. Ones and fours are the dancing couples, and they set, cast and dance right hands across in the middle, finishing in promenade hold with their opposite number, for right shoulder reels of three across top and bottom, ending on the sides. Half figures of eight through the ends, and one and a half bar door turns on the side, how appropriate, before all four couples circle round and back. Ewan composed the tune The Real Dandy Dancers, which he gave to Billy for his birthday last month, and this set includes both Sheila and Billy's favourite tunes, Miss Jane of Violet Bank and Dunaskin Glen.
Thank you.
Demo Dandy Dancers, Sheila and Billy, in Aberdeen. No evening, or in fact any session, would be complete without a fair sprinkling of hanky tunes. And Sarah Horn, the original driving force behind this entire project, devised a 40-bar Strathspey for three couples called Stagger Dream. First 8 bars are a one solo to get them in promenade hold facing third lady. Then the next 16 bars are half diagonal reel with first corners and 4 bars to cross out of the top and regroup, repeating with second corners, this time crossing out of the side. Then half a circle and one's Petronella past each other to own sides, and the dance finishes with an Espagnol, a guaranteed winner in my book. Jim Stott composed Stagger Dreaming, and Ewan also plays John Mason's Lament for the Death of the Reverend Archie Beaton and John Roy Lyle by Eddie Edmond. Jim Stott's tune is called Stagger Dreaming, and some of you may recognise that second tune as the follow-up tune in Marian Anderson's City of Belfast recording. Again, no full stagger-in session is complete without Ewan singing the Trowie song, and so this book and CD had to include these pesky critters. This dance is another medley, but the other sort, with each 32 bars divided into 16 bars of Strathspey and 16 bars of jig time. The Trowie song music is the traditional Gaster's Dream, so Ewan rose to the challenge of composing the 16-bar Strathspey tune, Da Wildest Pests. The dance, another by Ruth Taylor, depicts the gentle flowing swirling Trowie burn, the Trowie starts to follow, the chase heats up, and finally, phew, escape. Listen for the Trowies in the jig music. So we had Da Wildest Pests, Gaster's Dream, The Braes of Tullymet, and Rosin the Bow for that 3x32-bar medley entitled The Trowie Reel. We are now getting towards the end of a long night, and so time for last orders. This is our 8x32 Strathspey by Jim Stott. Again, another dance with different formations, beginning with a chain and turn progression for ones and twos, then three couples set and rotate, two half-diagonal reels of four with corners, and finishes with a half-double figure of eight around a standing couple, and all turn two hands. The very versatile pianist Bill Ewan, also known as the Mars Bar Kid, composed the tune One for the Road. Thank you. After Bill Ewan's One for the Road, we also heard The Sweetness of Mary, Lewis J. McLeod, and Mary and Morris Cooper. The last country dance today is the 2 AM Jig by Sheila Bain. By this time, you probably need something fairly easy to remember. So there are only 4 8-bar movements. 1, set, cross, cast and turn right hand to face corners. Corners pass and half turn and twirl with first corners and second corners. Set and link for 3 twice and then circle round and back. What a nice way to finish. Robert Whitehead provided the original tune for this dance, which he entitled Judith's Nights at the Stagger Inn. It sounds as if she was later to bed than Robert. And so our evening dance draws to a close. I hope that you have enjoyed today's programme and that you will want to own for yourself this exceptional book and CD. There is so much more in the book too than just dance instructions and music scores, which radio can't do justice to. Ewan, of course, will have copies with him if you are lucky enough to be able to get to one of his live gigs, but otherwise you will need to either visit my website shop or email me if you prefer not to shop online or you have a special order. My website is thesundayclass.org.uk and you can email me at that address, or amanda@radiogh.co.uk is probably the easiest to remember. Our final track today is track 5 from the CD, The Tiger Two-Step. The dance has been devised by John Caskey, MBE, and the tune, Derek's Birthday Surprise, is by Ewan Galloway. A huge thank you to Ewan for everything that he does, to Derek and those behind the scenes at Radio GH, and here's to the next 6 months. Cheers!
Looking for a new CD to listen to? Are you a keen dancer and looking for a new dance? Or perhaps a whole book of new dances? Then look no further. Amanda Peart runs the Sunday Class website and has a large range of stock for you to browse, featuring CDs from many well-known bands like Jim Lindsay, Marian Anderson, The Glen Craig and many more. She also stocks books of dances from the UK, North America, Australasia and Europe, as well as some CDs you might just want to sit and listen to from artists like singer Alex Hodgson and instrumentalist Heather Cameron. All CDs and books can be paid for securely via PayPal using a debit or credit card. Or you can contact Amanda by email with a special order. And why not take advantage of the free shipping on offer just now too? What are you waiting for? Get yourself online to thesundayclass.org.uk. That's thesundayclass.org.uk.